What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to Officer Tatum reacting to the Dave Chappelle Saturday Night Live skit. I must say, Dave Chappelle is one of the most necessary voices. In the world right now and in American, period. And before we get to the great Dave Chappelle, like always, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Just click on one of the top three website links on our locations. And Emilio's Beverage is the one I recommend. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas as well. And the Dizzle Brand merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on the store. And also, you got the Etsy shop, which I'll be including in this video and videos going forward. Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, let's get into it. The great Dave Chappelle.
That's crazy, man.
No one wants y'all to get mad at me. I'm just telling you, I've been in Hollywood. This is just what I saw. It's a lot of juice. Like a lot.
This video is brought to you by The Officer Tatum Store. The Officer Tatum Store. Get the merch link in the description section. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to down to our featured item. Right now, we still have the whiskey glass. We're getting ready to sell out. I think we only have a few of these left. So if you want the Let's Go Brandon whiskey glass, go ahead and get it. Let's go down to some of our new items. We have a bunch of new items coming out. Love It or Leave It is our best hoodie. Best-selling hoodie. We literally sold out within a few minutes. The only sizes we have left right now is probably a large. Trust God is also one of our tremendous hoodies. We have literally stocked thousands of these hoodies. So as soon as you get the restock, make sure you look at your email. If you see it sold out, click notify me when made available. Make sure you check your email or your text message because they are going to be gone fast. We have a whole bunch of new stuff. Go ahead and check out the store. Link is in the description section. Like and subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell so you get notifications anytime I go live and make a video. Make sure you still subscribe to this channel. Like this video. Comment on this video. Share this video. Let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, your boy, Dave Chappelle is absolutely hilarious. I never thought that I could find a person or that there would be a person that's not cancelable. Cancelable. If it's not, I made it up.
Cancelable.
I have never seen a person that can just say whatever they want, and no matter how bad they want to get at him, no matter how bad they want to cancel, they can't cancel Dave Chappelle. So Dave Chappelle did a skit on the SNL, and you know what he's about to say. So I'm going to make two parts of this video. The first one is about Kyrie, and then I'm going to make the other one where he talked about Trump because I can't have it all in one video, but I'll make two different videos. We're going to talk about Kyrie and Kanye and what he said. Listen, if you are prepared to laugh, then go ahead and watch this video.
Vaguely, I remember it started with a tweet, strange tweet. It's like, I'm feeling a little sleepy. I'm going to give me some rest, but when I wake up, I'm gonna go DEFCON 3 on the Jews. And then he just went to bed. And Kanye woke up from that nap, he went right to work. A year ago, I'd seen him on a podcast called Drink Champs. Well, great show. And it was an amazing appearance. Noriega and them were there, the rappers that I love, and they all had their gold chains and stuff on. And Kanye said, only millionaires wear chains. They said, what? He said, I'm a billionaire. Billionaires don't wear their money on their body. I tucked my chain and I said, oh, snap.
I know that's right.
Parents, it was fun and funny. But when he woke up, he went on Drink Champs again. This time, he was on one. He was mad about something. He said, I can say anti-Semitic things, and the Adidas can't drop me. Now what? Adidas dropped that immediately.
Hold on 1 second. Pause it. I just have to pause it just so they don't hit us with the copyright. That was pretty funny. Wrote a clip.
Ironically, Adidas was founded by Nazis. And they were offended. I guess the student surpassed the teacher. Kanye got in so much trouble, Kyrie got in trouble. Kyrie Irving posted a link to a movie that he had seen on Amazon. No caption on the post or nothing like that. But apparently this movie had some, I don't know, anti-Semitic tropes or something. It was some weird title, like From Hebrew to Negro or something. And the NBA told me he should apologize, and he was slow to apologize. And then the list of demands to get back in their good graces got longer and longer, and this is where, you know, I draw the line. I know the Jewish people have been through terrible things all over the world, but you can't blame that on black Americans. You just can't. Well, I've been to Hollywood. No one wants y'all to get mad at me. I'm just telling you, I've been to Hollywood. This is just what I saw. It's a lot of Jews. Like a lot. You know what I mean? You might go out to Hollywood and your mind might start connecting some kind of lines, and you could maybe adopt the delusion that the Jews run show business. It's not a crazy thing to think. But it's a crazy thing to say out loud in a climate like this.
I thought I was going to only make one video and make two videos.
Crazy thing to say out loud.
But I felt like you need to see the Trump part on this video. So let's play what Dave Chappelle said about Trump.
I'm watching the news now. They're declaring the end of the Trump era. Now, okay, I can see how in New York you might believe this is the end of his era. I'm just being honest with you. I live in Ohio amongst the poor whites. A lot of you don't understand why Trump was so popular, but I get it, because I hear it every day. Very loved. And the reason he's loved is because people in Ohio have never seen somebody like him. He's what I call an honest liar.
Honest liar.
Well, I'm not joking right now. He's an honest liar. That first debate, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a white male billionaire screaming at the top of his lungs, this whole system is rigged, he said. And across the stage was a white woman, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, sitting over there looking at him like, no, it's not. I said, now, wait a minute, bro. It's what he said. And the moderator said, well, let's go. If, in fact, the system is rigged, as you suggest, what would be your evidence? Remember what he said, bro? He said, I know the system is rigged because I use it. I said, God damn. And then he pulled out an Illuminati membership card and chopped a line of cocaine up and did it right at the podium. No one ever heard someone say something that true. And then Hillary Clinton tried to punch him in the taxes. She said, this man doesn't pay his taxes. He shot right back. That makes me smart. And then he said, if you want me to pay my taxes, then change the tax code. But I know you won't, because your friends and your donors enjoy the same tax breaks that I do.
Facts.
And that, my friends.
Facts.
The star was born. No one had ever seen anything like that. No one had ever seen somebody come from inside of that house, outside, and tell all the commoners, we are doing everything that you think we are doing inside of that house. And they just went right back in the house and started playing the game again.
Now, I can't play all of it. I hope they don't copyright me for that little part. But I wanted you to just see a little bit of the SNL skit from Dave Chappelle, because I love the fact that Dave Chappelle can just say what he want to say. And I think it's funny to make light of things, right? He can make fun of what happened with Kanye. He can make fun of what happened with Trump. And I think that he has subliminal messages within his comedy skit that people, it just goes over people's heads. So I want to take and say a special shout out for my boy, because other comedians are terrified to do what he's doing. Dave Chappelle is literally, and I don't like everything he say. He said some crazy stuff by Candace Owens. I thought he was a knucklehead for saying it. However, I do think he's willing to say things that nobody else is willing to say.
And let me plug in. That's the most important thing. We're getting in a time where people are afraid to say what they think and what they truly feel. And when it gets to the point where everybody's scared to say what they feel, then we're totally puppets and we're all totally robots. We're all totally controlled. And it doesn't bode well for people fighting for any kind of rights, any kind of legislation to get passed, if people are afraid to say what they feel. You know, and you kind of got to blame the left for this, because they started this whole cancel culture bullshit. And even they could get canceled now. They're seeing that. So even they could get canceled. And that's the problem. Like, people are scared to get canceled. I've always been, I'm a hip hop artist, first and foremost. I wouldn't be here today without hip hop music. And I've always been a strong proponent of, you know, saying what I feel. Not just making up a bunch of bullshit and fairy tale make believe rhymes, but just saying what I feel. And I'm gonna say what I feel on my podcast, when I do my vlogs for my clients. I definitely don't hold back. I don't sugarcoat. I say what I feel. I speak the facts, the truth, because the music business is a very harsh business. And you know, you don't need to hold their hand while you explain to them why the business is what it is, you know. So yeah, big ups to the great Dave Chappelle. Definitely can't be canceled. More and more people need to be like Dave Chappelle, be brave and have courageous, and just be willing to say what people are only willing to think. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.